Real Estate.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, January the 9th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Boy, we got a lot to do today, including, obviously, reviewing what was a fantastic championship game in Atlanta, Georgia last night. As in case you didn't stay up and see it, Alabama came from 13-0 down in the second half to force overtime, missed a field goal into regulation, but still scored on a 41-yard touchdown pass on the game's final play, walk-off win for Alabama. They beat Georgia 26-23 to claim their 11th title in the Associated Press era, 11th Associated Press title. They'll tell you 17. They shared a bunch of those, and a couple of those aren't even close to being shared. But anyway, great win for Alabama. A lot of resiliency. Had another offensive lineman to go down last night. Changed quarterbacks at halftime. Freshmen all over the place. Missing the field goal there at the in the end of regulation and coming back and winning in overtime. Alabama just mentally, moxie, resiliency comes up with a phenomenal win and a great national championship for Nick Saban, who said it was the happiest moment of his life last night down in Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia falls a little bit short. We'll get to that, the Georgia side of things, talk much more about the personnel, and then look forward to the way too early top 25s that you'll start to see out there, including now a another one in which Clemson's number two in the country. ESPN's way too early top 25 for next year as Clemson number two. We'll tell you about that. Obviously, Alabama number one. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a second. The final polls are out. The final Associated Press poll is out. Alabama 1, Georgia 2, Oklahoma 3, Clemson 4. In this one, Ohio State 5, Central Florida 6th in this one. We'll tell you about the rest of the top 25 as the show goes on. Speaking of polls, college basketball poll is out. Clemson ranked 19th ahead of North Carolina, ahead of Kentucky. So congratulations there. We got a big one coming up for Clemson in basketball on a Thursday night going to NC State. We have the NFL odds to talk about, some NFL playoff stuff to talk about, more junior talk about what juniors across the country are leaving. And I've got that ADU story about coaches' salaries. We'll get to all that. But mainly a lot of reaction today to what you saw on the field last night in Alabama's amazing 26-23 win. The producer of the show, the engineer, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm watching Nick Saban at 12:09 go crazy because it took a huge 16-yard sack, and at 12:10 go crazy because of the 41-yard touchdown pass. What a crazy, crazy game, huh?
Yeah, that freshman went from goat to hero in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. amazing game last night. And the decision to do it, Saban looks like a genius. And they would not have won the game without the going to a freshman quarterback. If you remember this, I told you that I read on AL.com. That's the conglomeration of newspapers, Birmingham, Mobile, Huntsville, a couple of those in there, Montgomery, a couple of those in there. Tuscaloosa's in there. Anyway, they had talked about, the rumor was that Tua was going to try to play Tua some against Clemson. And I was like, man, that's crazy. All they did was just lose one game, and they're going to switch quarterbacks or play the other quarterback. And Jalen Hurts, 25-2, and went ahead and put Tua in the game last night. Just crazy stuff, man. What a game, huh?
It's not something that Saban hasn't done before. He's done crazy stuff before. You know, 2 years ago, he calls that onside kick to cement the comeback against Clemson. You know, I was riding in this morning, and I was listening to another station, and the guy made a great point. Why don't people do this in football more often? And in baseball, if your ace just doesn't have it one night and gets shellacked in the first, and you're in the playoffs, you pull. You yank him out of there. Let's get to the bullpen. Let's get in there. That's exactly what Saban did last night. It was a great call. It worked out great. They were not going to be able to throw the ball with Hurts. And this kid came in and really just lit it up, lit George up last night. It was a great look. Great look for Saban, great look for the kid. And it made the second half way more interesting than the first.
Well, part of the reason you don't do it very often, and most coaches wouldn't have done it last night, is that you don't have a guy coming off the bench like Tua. That in baseball, you go to a guy who's used to pitching every third day, every fourth day, every other day. Guys get a lot. I mean, Tua last night, when they put him in the game, it was the first time that he had been in the football game where Alabama didn't have a double-digit lead. And the timing of it, you know, the cadence of it, the timing of it, all the checks, all the reads. You only have 20 hours a week, including the games. You got about 16 hours of practice a week. He's a true freshman. But here's the thing about Alabama. Mostly, I'm going to give them a lot of credit for the mental edge that they have. But it also helps that when Jonah Williams goes down, you put in Alex Leatherwood, who was the top offensive lineman in the country last year. So, you know, it helps to be able to put in an unbelievable passer like that. And it helps me to protect him with the five stars, and it helps me to put in the other guys. I think that, you know, a lot of coaches would like to say, yeah, I would have done the same thing. But they're not putting in Tua Tagovailoa, whatever his name is. You know what I'm saying? It helps to go to that. When we were on Rivera's back there in the bullpen, and David Cone gives up a two-run home run to cut the lead to 3-2, boy, it helps to be able to go to Rivera. It's not like you're going to put in some scrub.
Sure.
As far as that goes. I mean, put it this way. If Jake Fromm would have struggled last night, you think you go with Jacob Eason?
Nah. No.
Most likely not. It helps to have that kind of ability back there. And it helps a totally different style there because the guy is a great passer.
Obviously, as a human being, you look at things from a personal point of view. And I looked at that and I was like, well, could Clemson have done that in the Sugar Bowl? I mean, it's not like you had some scrub sitting on the bench behind Kelly Bryant.
Yeah.
And you get a five-star quarterback.
Might have been different. I mean, you know, it wouldn't have been a whole lot worse because he didn't score a touchdown against him. Might have been a little bit different. And I think hindsight, I think it's fair to ask that question. I'm not sure it would have worked out differently there. The thing I think was really, from a personnel standpoint, the most fascinating thing of last night was all the freshmen. I mean, all the wide receivers that were making plays last night for Alabama were fresh. And it's clear that Najee Harris is their best running back. True freshman. Tua, true freshman. The touchdown pass he threw to, there's the end, true freshman. Judy, freshman, true freshman. Like I said, Leatherwood right there, two freshmen. True freshman. So, man, there's, and you know, Jake Fromm giving it to DeAndre Swift, you know, true freshman. So just unbelievable that is the case. I think that at the same time, both those freshmen showed some signs of being freshmen too. I mean, a couple of those interceptions that were thrown, bad plays, a couple of the bad sacks that taken in there. But in the end, a lot of athletic ability coming. I think it's a fair question to ask. But who are you going to go to? And if you go to a guy that has that kind of ability, yeah, who knows? It'd be interesting to see what Dabo Swinney said about the game, and I don't think he'd admit to doing anything different a little bit. We'll see coming out of that. I thought the officiating was interesting last night. I thought the injuries were interesting last night. The sideline scuffle over there was very interesting last night. You had an Alabama player attacking an Alabama coach. For a while there, it looked like, you know, let's say that they lose the game, right? Let's say Alabama loses last night. Let's say that Georgia finds a way to win in overtime. Then the question you'll be asking was this: well, how come Alabama can't find a kicker? If Nick Saban's so doggone good, how come he can't find a kicker?
Yeah,
and
you knew who was going to miss that kick, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't go out for a game-winning kick, start trotting out, turn around, and go get a quick little practice one in on the net again before trotting out again.
Yeah, I thought Reese Davis made a great Fowler made a great point about plant foots on turf being different. I thought that was very interesting to see come out of that. But you know, here's another question. Had they lost last night, come up a little bit short last night, then the question would have been, well, they should have played Tua earlier, and why didn't Tua play against Auburn? I mean, I know fans. I know what it would have been. If Nick Saban's so doggone smart, why did he wait this late to play the best guy? I mean, I've seen that a million times before. So, but it works out for him, and it works out for him because he got a lot of out of the five stars too. But gutsy call. If against Clemson, the onside kick doesn't go the right way. You know, ball kicks off somebody, goes out of bounds, whatever. Then it's like, oh, you're desperate. Yeah, it's a desperation move. When you have five stars, it kind of works out. And that defense shutting Georgia down in the second half, shutting Georgia down in the last few drives of the fourth quarter, had an awful lot to do with that as well. Just a fascinating mental game last night to be able to come back from that. Alabama had every reason in the world not to think they're going to win the game. And yet kept coming back and coming back and coming back. You're both your starting offensive tackles, I think. Cotton was a tackle or a guard. He might have been a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Both those guys are, two starting offensive linemen that are out in the game. Once Jonah Williams, your All-American tackle, goes down. You know?
Things were bleak for a while. They had a personal foul on the field, throwing a punch. A player threw a punch at a coach last night.
Yeah, and it looked like everything's unraveled.
And then he was on the kickoff 5 minutes later.
I know. Hey, Alabama loses that game last night, and I guarantee you this much. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the phone calls this morning, we've lost all our discipline. We lost two out of the last three. Why'd he wait so long to put Tua in? Why didn't Harris carry the ball more throughout the season? You know, they did it last year. Remember, Bo Scarborough should have been carrying the ball more. What's Nick Saban think? I'm telling you, man, that's how it works. And hindsight's an awfully good teacher.
Were you on Twitter last night during the game?
Yes.
Did you see the piping hot takes of Tua's the best quarterback Bama's ever had in generations?
Oh, yeah.
Kids play two quarters.
I know. And threw a pick.
You can say he's had a great two quarters, because he did. He had a great two quarters and a little bit of overtime.
Yeah.
Well, the call of the best quarterback that they've had in generations is asinine.
Crazy.
Asinine.
Absolutely crazy. Got a lot to do. I want to get your thoughts on the game last night. We'll get to that coming up here in a second. I know it's early, but I have the way too early top 25 to get to. Oh, by the way, let me ask you this now. What happens to Jalen Hurts?
he will not be seeing the field again in Alabama.
So he's done.
Yeah.
Does he transfer out now?
I don't know. He had a good press conference last night. He said all the right things. Everyone went, oh, he's a great leader. He smiled on the sidelines. He was pumping his teammates up. He was... seemed to be happy for his teammate, but
isn't it crazy? The guy was 25-2,
just ain't good enough anymore.
Isn't that crazy though? I'm asking myself, man. That's just
25-2, but in fairness, he couldn't throw the ball down the field.
Can't throw it downfield,
and I mean,
can't throw it downfield.
It is what it is.
That's crazy.
If a guy can throw the ball down the field, he's going to unseat a starter that can't.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All right, let me give you, this is the AP Top 25. You ready? 25, Memphis. 24, Virginia Tech. 23, NC State. 22, Boise State. 21, South Florida. Stanford's 20. Mississippi State, 19. LSU, 18. Northwestern, 17. Washington, 16. Michigan State, 15. Oklahoma State, 14. Miami, 13. Southern Cal, 12. Notre Dame, 11. Auburn, 10. TCU 9. Auburn had four losses and finished 10th in the country. That's crazy. TCU 9. Penn State 8. Wisconsin 7. Central Florida 6th. Ohio State 5. Clemson 4. Oklahoma 3. Georgia 2, Alabama 1. Just an amazing deal coming out of that last night. We hadn't talked about the Georgia side of things. Where is Georgia in the, oh no, we blew it, we had a big lead with the Atlanta Falcons. How about that? The last two big-time Super Bowls and that in the state of Georgia, and that's what you come up
with. It's the life of an Atlanta area sports fan.
Really?
In just a shell right there. Like, that is what they've had to endure, and that kind of sucks. But first and foremost, all the Georgia fans that listen to this show, at least, have been unbelievably complimentary of Clemson and the season that they had.
Yeah.
So really sorry about what happened last night.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Did Georgia do anything to lose the game last night?
I mean, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Their second half offense probably could have made some different adjustments.
I didn't like all the Wildcat stuff.
No, I didn't. I mean, that resulted in a touchdown for them, though, at one point.
Yeah, on the goal line, the one play. But yeah. Where they went exclusively Wildcat there in the third or fourth quarter. I didn't like that too much. And again,
you know, they could have game plan for Tua. if you're looking back at it, it's just little things. What are you going to do?
Crazy, man. What a crazy game. Crazy finish. We got a lot to talk about. Now, final one for you. Who are you pulling for last night?
Bama.
Because?
If I had to pull for somebody, it was Bama because of the proximity to Georgia.
Right.
And
recruiting against Georgia.
You don't need to be recruiting against Georgia with Georgia having a recent national champion.
And part of it is like, you're the only ones to beat Bama in this setting. You know, so you still kind of that little. I will give you one negative to last night for Clemson recruiting.
What's that?
That with Tua throwing the ball now, Justin Ross, the last visit of the month will be to Alabama. And the old thing was, man, who are you going to go down and Jalen Hurts can't throw it to you?
Yeah.
Now wide receiver, Justin Ross, you know what? There's a little bit to say there. That being said, Tua still only 14 of 24, 166, three touchdowns, one pick. That's good, but it's not like he lit it up for,
He's a freshman.
Yeah.
Threw a lot of nervous high passes. Got lucky.
I was impressed with his third down and running ball, how strong he was.
Sure, got a great, powerful lower body.
Him just a little fella, too.
He's not big.
No,
six foot. He's not big at all.
Yeah, they list him at 6'1". Is he 6 foot? I don't know. Interesting stuff.
He looks, somebody said it last night, and I agree with it. I can't remember where I saw it on Twitter.
He looks 12 years old?
He looks like Pat White.
Yeah, throws it much better than Pat White.
He looks like Pat White.
It throws it 10 times better than Pat White. I remember Pat White being a runner.
Yeah. He was running around at one point.
I think he spends it a lot better than Pat White, though. Pat White was a Jalen Hurts to me. You know, not as big as Jalen Hurts, but and faster than Jalen Hurts. Pat White was a... What do you remind you of? Anyway, a lot of things to discuss on today's show. We'll get to that coming up. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. I want to tell you about my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of you, folks, when it comes to your mortgage, when it comes to buying a home, when it comes to refinancing a home, when it comes to remodeling a home. Maybe you're not thinking that right now. I can tell you at some point in time in your life, you probably think about it again. One of those three things will cross your mind again. So with that said, put them on your favorites. They're all my favorites on my computer. And that way I go to frequently asked questions. I've got that. You know, I look at the idea that I've got now, how to go about it, what to do in the loan situation, what kind of loans they have, what I need to bring to a closing, that kind of stuff. What do you need to look for? And it's, it's a fairly complicated system. We'll tell you about sitting down with them and let them walk you through what is best for you. So great friends at Prime Lending. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with him. The very best in the business. Mark Hawkins and his great team. Just go to it. PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Got the way too early ESPN Top 25 for next year. You don't want to miss that. We'll also take your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. It's Mickey Potter Show. We are 105.5 The Rule.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Greenville with their action-packed world tour at Bon Secours Wellness Arena this Saturday, January 13th at 2 and 7 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the whole time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Bon Secours Wellness Arena Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. Great seats are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
Two of our favorite words are good food. Two more are J. Peters. J. Peters is known for good food for any taste. From appetizers to dessert and signature drinks, there is something for everyone. Salads, mouth-watering burgers, steaks, ribs, prime rib and seafood. And for a finishing touch, warm apple cobbler. Are you hungry yet? No matter what you order on the menu, you'll discover amazing flavors and great portions. With locations in downtown Anderson, Exit 19, and Livonia. Be sure to find the one close to you. Big food, good friends, and great times. J. Peters.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Told you I gave Harry's again for Christmas this year. I got Harry's for Christmas about 3 years ago, and now I look better. I told you the Harry's now, they are my favorites when it comes to my game day traditions. And part of the reason why my team usually wins is because I shave with Harry's. I believe that. And the post-shave bomb. I didn't put the post-shave bomb in the Sugar Bowl, so I got beat. It's totally my fault. It's our great friends at Harry's Razors, Jeff and Danny, two ordinary guys fed up with being charged an arm and a leg for blades. They went out and started their own company. I love this. Now, they're so confident in their blades, they're going to give you everything you need in a free trial set. Harry's free trial set right now includes everything you need for a close shave, comfortable shave, the weighted ergonomic handle, the five precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the convenient travel cover. All those out there still. If you're on the fence, I've got this 100% quality guarantee. So they're so confident in blades, they're going to give you your first shave set for free. You heard me right. You get it for free. All you do is pay a little bit of shipping whenever you sign up. As a special offer to fans of the show, go to harrys.com now. Enter the promo code Mickey at checkout. Get their soothing post-shave balm for free as well. That's harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. The promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. Got a lot of stuff to get to here in this segment. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Getting a lot of the, if you put Hunter Johnson in, would it make a difference? You know what? I say this, and the same thing's going to go for the springtime. it's risk reward. Part of the reason it worked last night was in the risk reward. Alabama wasn't going to play a whole lot worse with Tua in the game. There was no, they didn't score, right? So you're not going backwards from the first half. And you knew what you had with Tua, by the way, and he had proven it. And that's what they've been clamoring for down there anyway. Maybe, you know, the fans are right. For all those all year long wanted Tua rather than Jalen Hurts, the fans right now could say, Nick Saban's an idiot. We told you this against Colorado State. This is who we wanted. So you could play that card if you want, that you're smarter than Nick Saban, maybe, if you're an Alabama fan. You can see that, right, Zay?
Absolutely.
That Tuscaloosa Tommy calling in to WJOX this morning could say, I tried to tell you all that all season long. He's just a better quarterback. I'm smarter than Nick Saban, maybe. I mean, you know, you could do that, right? I mean,
you could.
That's doable. Yeah. Nick Saban's an idiot.
People, play will. All year People long. Will do that today.
Huh?
People will do that today.
Yeah. You're smarter than Nick Saban. You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. So, the other guy's 25-2. You know, there's no way they'd win a game without him. Risk reward. I get in a lot of this, put Hunter Johnson in against Alabama in the second half of the Sugar Bowl. I don't know if there's a transitive property there. I'm sure it would hurt a whole lot. You only scored three more points, and that's the three that were given to you right there on the fumble. You wouldn't have been in a whole lot worse, I don't think. Who knows? Maybe
you would have been able
picks.
To stretch the field.
Huh?
You would have been able to stretch the field in that game.
Maybe. I watched Hunter Johnson in the ACC Championship game against South Carolina. He didn't look too good, but who knows? Maybe Tua. I don't remember watching. I mean, I watched Tua some this year, but I didn't think Tua – I didn't see him look awful at games. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Lit up the spring game, if I recall.
Oh, yeah. Remember that spring game? It was like there's a quarterback controversy in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I think more than anything else moving forward, you ask yourself that question. Man, if I'm Hunter Johnson, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I kind of like what I saw last night. I can go to Dabo Swinney and Brandon Streeter now and go, hey, man, freshman football is where it's at. We need to go get it.
Let's well,
go.
You're fooling yourself if you think the Clemson staff didn't look at that game and had a thought run through their head last night.
Absolutely, they should.
Yeah, absolutely they should have. It is what it is.
But now, would it have made a difference? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he comes in, lights it up, and Clemson's playing Georgia last night. I don't know that. But I don't think you say for sure it would have worked either. Who knows? Who knows what it would have been like? Nick Saban's an idiot. Didn't play him all year long.
Last night hurt, by the way.
Hurt.
Watching it. It made last Monday worse.
Yeah. It felt weird not watching Clemson National Championship.
It made last Monday worse. By a long shot.
Yeah.
Also, reports of black ice out there this morning. We've had a call and a couple of texts on it.
I saw that.
So if you are out there listening this morning, we really appreciate you listening, but please use caution on the roads.
I'll tell you this. My wife told me this morning, Pickens County, 2-hour delay. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. It's the craziest thing I ever heard of. And then we get these text messages of black ice in the upstate. So on a serious note, be very, 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 very careful. 654-ROAR, our Northland Communication phone line, 654-7627, Delvin's in Fountain Inn. Hey, good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we are extremely blessed.
Yeah, this goes all the way back to spring, like you said, the spring game, like Zach said, with Tua and Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to transfer, and I think Jacob Eason is going to transfer from Georgia, too. I think he might go to Miami with Mark Ritt. But I think this is going to happen. This year with Clemson. I'm telling you. One of the main problems was Caleb Rattler the ball downfield. We saw that in the playoff game. Then, couldn't get the ball down the field. Well, he had time neither, though, but couldn't get the ball down the field. And I'm telling you, if Trevor Lawrence comes in and light it up during spring game, make it on the phone call that Monday.
Yeah, and you know what? They might be right. I don't know. We hadn't seen it yet. I tell you what, I got a couple of these last night. I saw this on Twitter last night. Well, this is it now. Trevor Lawrence starts. Well, why don't we have a competition first? And if he's the best quarterback, if he comes in and is the best quarterback, then, yeah, play him. I don't care if the guy's a freshman, redshirt, senior. I don't fifth-year senior. I don't care. Play the best guy. But what happened last night in Georgia, I think opens for the conversation, but I don't necessarily think that – or let's put it this way. Next year, De'Kerryon Joyner needs to beat out Jake Bentley. It was obvious, right? You got to play your freshman. You got to play, you know, I don't think you can necessarily do that. I will say this, one thing about winning at that level, I think it's clear that you have to have some balance. And I think it's clear that Kelly Bryant didn't have any balance against Alabama, give their defense credit. But last night, Georgia was better when Jake Fromm was throwing the ball. Nick Chubb last night was completely ineffective, shut down. That Georgia was better when Fromm was throwing the ball. Even then, Fromm, I mean, did Fromm play great? We act like Fromm looked like Joe Namath. He was 16 of 32, 232 yards, one touchdown, two picks, a couple costly sacks in there. While Michelle didn't play more, Chubb carried 18 times for 25 yards. Sony Michelle, 14 carries for 98 yards. DeAndre Swift, I thought, needed to carry it more. It was obvious that the faster back was going to do better. And if anything, I'm questioning why Georgia kind of went away from Fromm in the second half. You got to be able to stretch the field against great defenses. Kelly Bryant couldn't do it. And last night when Fromm was doing it, Georgia was moving it. They got away from it, gave the ball to Nick Chubb in a phone booth, and they tried to out Bama. That didn't work.
Yeah, and like I said, I just got to feel we're going to have that problem next year. People are going to turn on, but you never know. Kelly Bryant going to the offseason and improve his downfield. You're supposed to get better. Like, this is his first 2 years starting, so you never know. The second year, he can come out and throw the ball down the field, because you improve from your, you improve from your rookie year to your sophomore year. This is like a rookie year for Kelly to start on the field. Yeah. So, you never know, but it's going to be interesting to me. I'm telling you. Trevor Lawrence, like the spring game, you're going to get college money. Trevor Lawrence needs a starting quarterback.
Well, if he's the best player, start him. No doubt about it. But let's remember this. Let's even talk about Fromm. If Jacob Eason doesn't get hurt, does Fromm start at quarterback? And it's clear that Fromm was a better player. If Jacob Eason doesn't go down with a knee injury, then Kirby Smart, you really think that he would start Jake Fromm?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm
going to
say, do you think Jake Eason is back with Georgia this year, or you think he transferred?
I think he's transferred. I think he's out.
You think he's going to Miami with Marvick?
Washington, maybe. Miami, maybe. You know, he's from the state of Washington. Maybe Washington, maybe Miami, maybe Washington State with Leach. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't see him sitting around and being a three-team quarterback guy. I think he got to move on.
About Hurst? Do you think Hurst moved to another position, or you think he transferred?
I think he transfers before he moves to another position. But who knows? Be interesting, man. Look, it's interesting times we live in, huh?
Yep. It's going to be interesting. Then you got all these dreams coming out in a few weeks. So, yeah.
Crazy stuff, man.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
With two of them. Yeah,
appreciate the phone call. Jerry Jeudy, freshman. Ruggs, freshman. Smith, freshman. Those Alabama leading receivers last night. Najee Harris, 6 carries, 64 yards. Boy, he looks dynamic, huh? He looks a lot better to me than Scarborough and Damian Harris. Damian Harris was nothing last night. Freshman quarterback, freshman running back, 3 freshman wide receivers. Alabama's, by the way, is going to be very good for a long time. But I think it's interesting to say, for all those that want to talk about freshman quarterbacks, if Jacob Eason doesn't get hurt in the opening game of the season, Jake Fromm beat him out? Hindsight says, of course he would have beat him out. Really? I don't know.
First-year coach saying, hey, I'm going to go with the freshman quarterback.
Second year.
Our second-year coach?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the freshman quarterback.
Over the 5-star?
No.
I mean, so he gets credit for playing Fromm, but he had to.
He had to play him. He doesn't get credit for it. He was forced into it.
Right. I give Saban a heck of a lot of credit. Remember this now. Saban national championship game last year fires Lane Kiffin the week before, loses the game, puts in Steve Sarkisian as offensive coordinator, and it didn't work out for him. But because he's got equity in the bank, whenever Saban makes a mistake, it's okay. Alabama looks let's consider this. Let's be very, very clear about this. If Wisconsin beats Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, right now, this morning, Alabama fans were talking about it'd be Georgia, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Clemson in the playoffs. Alabama fans would still be smarting about losing to Auburn. And Tua, Jalen Hurts is still starting quarterback next year. I mean, it's crazy, right? Wisconsin
we
came
beat
within
the breaks off of Wisconsin.
What I'm saying is Alabama. If Wisconsin wins the Big Ten, then Alabama's in, right? I mean, then Wisconsin's in, Alabama's out, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But I mean, it works out. Don't get me wrong. It works out for Nick Saban. But
the third best team in the SEC won the national championship this year.
Yeah. But one of only three good teams in the whole league, though.
That's great.
But isn't it crazy, man?
It's whatever. It's great. Love it.
You get Clemson and Georgia in the national championship game. Hey, let's think about it like this. If Oklahoma's kicker doesn't miss, if Lincoln Riley gets a little more aggressive there in the final drive of regulation or in the first drive of overtime on some third and twos and fourth and ones, maybe Oklahoma's in there. Maybe it's a completely different game last night too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's crazy that it works out the way it works out. The other thing it shows you is, from a Georgia standpoint, just how difficult it is to win a national championship. That so many things have to go right. And I truly believe Kirby Smart's group will be back in to good standing here in the college football playoff in the very near future. Maybe as early as next year. Maybe. But even then, man, it's tough. And you got to keep putting yourself in that position.
I don't see it next year for Georgia.
Georgia loses a lot. They lose 31. And who knows what the juniors are going to look like for Georgia now. In their preseason, way too early top 25 right now, Georgia's number five. They return seven starters on offense, five on defense. But Chubb, Michelle, Isaiah Wynn, Lorenzo Carter, Davin Bellamy, John Atkins, Malcolm Parrish, who got picked on last night big time at cornerback. Hessel gave it the touchdown there. And he should have help behind it, but Dominic Sanders is gone. Aaron Davis is gone. Who knows about a couple of juniors there. Roquan Smith expected to turn pro. But you bring back DeAndre Swift. You'll bring back Jake Fromm. You'll bring back Riley Ridley, Isaac Nada. And a great recruiting class to come in. Hey, if anything, man, if you don't follow recruiting now, how about all the freshmen in the game last night at the end? You better follow some recruiting. You know what I'm saying? You better make sure that happens. Let me give you a Numbers Matter segment coming up now, or Numbers Matter. My wife started talking the other day about Numbers Matter. Somebody says about Numbers. Said, well, Numbers Matter. Numbers Matter, University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Some of the numbers coming out of last night's game. Georgia 22 first downs, Alabama 20. Georgia 365 total yards, Alabama 371. The Bulldogs held 133 yards rushing, Alabama 184. Penalties both had six, Georgia for 65, Alabama for 41. Georgia two turnovers, Alabama one. The Bulldogs had it for almost 34 minutes, Alabama for 26 minutes. Individual numbers last night, 2 of 14 of 24, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Najee Harris, 6 carries, 64 yards. And then freshman Smith, the 141-yard catch, his only catch of the night. Ridley, 4 for 32. Ruggs, 3 for 29. Foster, 2 for 28. Harris, 2 for 21. Judy, 1 for 20. Georgia last night, Fromm, 16 of 32, 232 through the air, 1 touchdown, 2 picks. Sony Michelle, 14 carries, 98 yards. Nick Chubb, 18 carries, 25 yards. Did a great job on him. Too slow developing. DeAndre Swift, 4 for 15. Mecole Hardman, big game last night. 2 carries for 10 yards and a touchdown. Had 2 catches for 80 yards, the 180-yard touchdown. Riley Ridley last night, the big surprise there, 6 catches for 82 yards. And Wims, only 1 catch for 16 yards last night. That was a big key. Just some of our numbers matter. University College, universitycolleges.com. Hey, students, you looking for a great place to live? When I mentioned the folks at University Colleges, Ingalls Crossing, right across from my Ingalls, the cat bus, speaking of cats, the pet-friendly safety features out there, that's always important. The convenience of having restaurants right there and having your grocery store right there. Live in one, play in all three. The Ingalls Crossing is the best part of what they've got it right now at University Colleges. To find out more of those, universitycolleges.com. 5-month leases and 10-month leases, those numbers matter. And then the very, very, very affordable rent right now. I know some friends that live there, been out there, helped move in a friend. You're going to love University Colleges. universitycolleges.com. 784-3400. Call them today, 784-3400. 800. We'll take a break, come back, open phone lines, text, tweets, more after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show, Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
January is ACC basketball time. The Clemson Tigers take on NC State for the second time this season on Thursday night in Raleigh. Tune in as Clemson looks to go undefeated against the Wolfpack this season. Pre-game begins at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
If you know us here at Scores Jewelers, you know that we don't have sales very often, and when we do, they don't last long. So our store closing moving sale is a huge event for us. This is William Nichols, and I want to thank you for your response to our sale. It has been great. And now to make it even better for you, we are reducing prices yet again. We already have many items marked at 75% off and many more sale priced at 70% off this week, January 8th through the 15th. I have instructed our entire staff to take an additional 25% off all green dotted engagement rings, diamond pendants, and earrings, as well as colored stone jewelry. If it has a green dot on the sales tag, we will take an additional 25% off the already low sale price. This is your chance to save like never before at Scores on that beautiful piece that you've always wanted or on the piece you want to give that special girl. Save up to 75% off, plus take it up to an additional 25% off green dotted items. At Scores Jewelers, huge store closing and moving sale in Anderson and on the web at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Scores Jewelers, between Old Navy and Pier 1 Imports in Anderson.
Hey folks, Qualk here. I want to talk to you about keeping those New Year's resolutions for real this year and how you can do it with Harrys.com. You want your resolutions to save more money, maybe spend less money? Don't cut out any luxuries you love. Just shave with Harrys. It's high quality for less money. That's an easy answer. What about taking better physical care of yourself? Well, Harrys products have won countless grooming awards, and they'll keep you looking and feeling great. Trust me, I've used Harrys for years. It's an unbelievable shave for an amazing cost. The trial set of Harrys includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave this new year. The weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineer blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the convenient travel blade cover. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. And plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harrys.com right now. Enter code OOB at checkout to get their soothing post-shave balm, also free. That's Harrys.com, code OOB, and have a happy new year.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman.
Before I knew about engineer sleep, the idea of having a custom-made bed, man, I wouldn't have known anything about that and didn't know how any of that stuff would have worked. This is a great deal of these guys have no middleman marking the thing up, and it's not sitting in a warehouse collecting dust. So this is all about the experience of getting a bed custom made just for you, and watching them make your bed if you'd like, and then taking it home with you that day or having them deliver it, and you're going to love that. To set an appointment up at Engineering Sleep, or to go by and see their showroom off of Congaree Road, do that, or go to engineersleep.com. My wife and I did it. It was a great experience. Pickens County on a two-hour delay right now, so Meredith is enjoying the fine expertise of Engineer Sleep for another couple of hours. That must be nice. How come we don't get two-hour delays here?
Because Ben doesn't care about our safety.
He really doesn't.
He doesn't.
He'd rather us drive off the road.
Yeah, black ice out there today.
Well, I was coming on two wheels, too. I could actually hit some.
I risk life and limb getting in here this morning. He don't care.
Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Hey, on a serious note, yeah, be very, 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 very careful, huh?
Yes, we just got another call about some guy almost going off the road. So, yes, be careful. You know what? If you're late, you're late. I'd rather you be late than be dead. So, be careful.
You're a history major, right?
I was. I've been known to dabble in the old history.
I'm going to see the Churchill movie tonight.
Oh, you excited?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going to see it myself. Not tonight, but we're going to see it at some point.
My wife and I have a date night tonight. She bought some tickets to it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Taking the old lady out in the town.
No, she's taking me.
Is she?
Yeah. She bought the tickets. She got everything set up. Good stuff.
You need to be kept in a lifestyle to which you've grown accustomed, and I appreciate her taking you out.
Hey, man. I hadn't been to a movie. You know I'm not a big Hollywood guy, but I'm interested in the Churchill stuff. Should be good. Are you ready for the way too early top 25 ESPN?
Yes.
Are you ready for the number? Are you ready for the number 25 team?
Give it to me. Who? No, I haven't.
Will Muschamp, South Carolina Gamecocks, number 25.
Good for them.
9-4, 5-3 in the SEC. 9 starters on offense, 4 on defense, 2 on special teams. Key losses: Sky Moore, Hayden Hurst, Allen Knott, Corey Helms, Dante Sawyer, Ulrich Jones, DJ Smith, Chris Lamons, Jamarcus King. For the outlook, it said the Gamecocks were dramatically improved in Coach Will Muschamp's second season. We'll end with a come-from-behind 26-19 victory over Michigan Outback Bowl. Muschamp seems to have learned from his mistakes of the first year head coaching stop at Florida. He dismissed offensive coordinator Kurt Roper, and Gamecocks' offense averaged only 24 points a game. The offensive coordinator, wide receiver coach Brian McClendon, will take over a full-time job after playing call duties in the bowl game. Quarterback Jake Bentley gets a top target. Debo Samuels, who missed the final 10 games with a leg and foot injuries, scored a total of 6 touchdowns in the first 3 games. The Gamecocks will have to replace 2 starters on the defensive line, more than 3 starters in the secondary. Linebacker Bryson Allen Williams also returns after missing most of 2017 with a shoulder injury. Gamecocks, number 25.
I mean, it's exciting for that program.
Game.
Nope. Still not doing that.
All right, still one more time. Ready?
Still not doing
Game.
That. Game. Nope. Still not doing that.
What happened? Number 24, Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Texas loses a lot. They lose Malik Jefferson, Connor Williams.
Yeah.
Lose their punter, Michael Dixon. But they've recruited well. Quarterback comes back, too. Puna Ford gone. Cyclone native. Great defensive tackle. Number 23, LSU. Did you see LSU's going to hire Steve Emsminger?
Is that right?
What? I'll ask again. What?
What?
LSU. They replace a quarterback and replace Arden Key. And is Geis is going pro, right? Yeah, he's going pro.
Yeah, he's got to.
Number 22, Florida State.
That low.
Yeah. Got to replace Rick Leonard, who wasn't very good. Derek Nottie. Alden Tate, the wide receiver. Josh Sweat, defensive end. Tavares McFadden, great cornerback. Linebackers Hodgkins and Pugh. Free safety Nate Williams. Strong safety Trey Marshall. Free safety Derwin James. Tight end Ryan Izzo. 9 starters on offense, though, 4 on defense. And they get back DeAndre Francois.
Old Frenchie, huh?
Yeah. New coach. Cam Akers had 1,000 yards. Naquan Murray comes back. Be interesting to see. Road schedule 2018, trips to Notre Dame, Louisville, NC State, and Miami. And they get Clemson at home. It's a tough schedule. They get Virginia Tech and Clemson at home. I'll start looking at some schedules later, including the opening weekend for next year coming up, too. Number 21 next year, Central Florida. Quarterback Mackenzie Milton comes back. Threw for 4,000 yards, 37 touchdowns, but they do it without Scott Frost. We'll see. Number 20, Notre Dame. This is ESPN's way too early list. Mark Slaybaugh. Notre Dame, number 20. Number 19, Mississippi State. New coach. We'll see. Nick Fitzgerald should come back.
Mr. Shipper.
That's Jack Kristol, Mississippi State Radio.
Mr. Shipper.
Stanford, number 18. Stanford brings back a lot, but they're going to lose Bryce Love. Looks like he'll turn pro. Number 17, Boise State. Number 16, TCU. Number 15, Southern Cal. Sam Darnold gone, and who knows, maybe JT Daniels is your starting quarterback. True freshman. Number 14, Virginia Tech. This is interesting. Starting to get some good football teams now. Josh Jackson comes back. They return 7 stars offense, 6 on defense. Lose Cam Phillips, the best wide receiver. Lose Tim Settle, defensive tackle. Lose the linebacker, Edmonds. Edmonds is going to leave, isn't he? Hadn't heard yet. I think he's got to leave. 13, Michigan. Not buying that one.
Nope.
No offense there. Michigan, 7 starters on offense, 8 on defense return. Auburn, number 12. Here's who Auburn loses. Both Johnson and Petway at running back. They lose on defense. Carlton Davis, Jeff Holland. Boy, Holland's a really good player. Lose Trey Williams, Steven Roberts, Trey Matthews on defense. Offensive line, they lose 1, 2, 3. Lose 4 offensive linemen and both running backs. Auburn going to be good next year? Stidham comes back. But let me remind you, you lose 4 starting offensive linemen and your 2 starting running backs, 2 best running backs. I don't know. Penn State, you don't like them. It surely does come back with Barkley gone. Number 11. West Virginia, number 10. Here's what helps them when Will Grier and David Sills comes back. So good stuff for them. Michigan State, number 9. 10 returning starters on offense, 9 on defense. I'm buying Michigan State next year for top 10.
Yeah?
Don't scare you, but we got a lot of guys coming back. Washington, number 8.
That don't scare me much.
7 on offense, 9 on defense. Pettis finally gone. My goodness, he's been there forever. Number 7, this is what I'm buying right now. Way too early top 25 for next year. I'm buying Miami.
I thought it was Penn State.
No, Penn State's like 11. Braxton Berrios, wide receiver's gone. Mark Walton's gone. But 8 stars on offense, 9 on defense. And a good recruiting class coming in. I'm buying Wisconsin at 6. 9 on offense, 5 on defense come back. Jonathan Taylor had almost 1,977 yards last year.
They're going to be the exact same team they were this past season.
Which is pretty good, though. They were good. They were 13-1.
Yeah.
Georgia, number 5. Georgia on offense loses Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn. On defense loses Lorenzo Carter, Davin Bellamy, John Atkins, Malcolm Parris is that's addition by subtraction, Dominic Sanders, Aaron Davis.
Probably DeAndre Roquan Smith comes back.
What's that?
Probably Roquan Smith.
Yeah, Roquan Smith, I think, is leaving.
If he does not to. He's got to go.
Good recruiting class, though.
Gotta
Georgia's top
go.
10 next year. I'm not buying Oklahoma at number 4. Baker Mayfield gone, Mark Andrews gone, Orlando Brown gone. Man, that's 3 big ones there. I'm not buying it. Kyler Murray comes in and lights it up. Even though I like Lincoln Riley, I think he's done a good job. Number 3, Ohio State. Lose JT Barrett on offense.
Good.
Jamarco Jones.
College football is a better place without JT Barrett.
On defense, lose a lot, I think. Lose
he's
Sam
such
Hubbard.
A good leader.
Lose Denzel Ward, Damon Webb. Lose Tyquan Lewis. But you bring back an awful lot. Dobbins and Weber. That's number 3. Number 2, Clemson. Here's what it said. Ready?
I'm ready.
12-2, 7-1 ACC. 8 returning starters on offense, 8 on defense right now. Lose Crowder, Hearn, McLeod, O'Daniel, Carter. So the Tigers lost a rubber match to Alabama following 24-6 college football playoff at the semifinal of the Sugar Bowl, which spoiled their chances of winning back-to-back national championships. But if we learned anything in the past 3 seasons, Dabo Swinney's program's here to stay. Much of the Tigers' offense returns to 2018. One burning question, can quarterback Kelly Bryant hold off incoming freshman Trevor Lawrence, number 1 pocket passer, number 2 overall player in the ESPN Top 300? Tigers may also have to rebuild the defensive front if Cleveland Farrell, Christian Wilkins, Austin Bryant turn pro, but they've signed 2 of the top 5 defensive prospects in the country in Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry. Clemson plays road games at A&M and Florida State next season. And finally, number 1, Alabama. Alabama loses on offense. Their center, Bradley Bozeman. Robert Foster. J.K. Scott, the punter, to miss him, but Deshaun Hand on defense, Rashawn Evans, Levi Wallace, Anthony Averett, Tony Brown. Thank goodness Tony Brown's gone. He got beat deep last night. But now, Tua.
He also had a great pick last night.
Yeah. Wonder if Damian Harris leaves or not. Calvin Ridley's going to turn pro, I think. Minkah Fitzpatrick's going to turn pro. Ronnie Harrison going to turn pro, I think. But to get Najee Harris back, Jerry Jeudy back, Dylan Moses, Mack Wilson, you get all those guys back. Got to replace Jeremy Pruitt on defense. Interesting stuff, man. Very, very, very interesting stuff. Hey, let me tell you about our great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Right now, the maximum amount of advance they can give you is $1,500, and the taxpayer could qualify for an additional $1,000 loan right now. Taxpayers eligible to qualify for the $1,000 at the time that a return is sent in. That is January the 29th. The IRS to start to accept those on January the 29th. And so up to $2,500 you can receive in an advance from them to find out how. 859-8289, 859-8289. Go ahead. They can do your taxes now. You start to get your documentation stuff in now, your tax documents now. Get with them. They can file them on the 29th. They can do it, get everything in there, be sent in first. 859-8289, hour number two after this.
A great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios.